Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace and blessings, love and light, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. My name is Kim Martin Raymond, and I am a minister, spiritual life coach, holistic nutritionist, author, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And welcome to this edition of the show. We are so glad that you are here. And if it is your first time listening to the How Now podcast, please go over to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com, and make sure you select your favorite podcast platform. And then what you can do is like, follow, share, and subscribe. Then you can also scroll to the bottom of the page where you can click on the banner for this week's show, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel where you can like, follow, share, and subscribe there. And don't forget to click the notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. Again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. Okay, so tonight is a special night. I'm so excited. We have our first preteen guest here on the How Now podcast. And so we're excited that he is here. And he is, quite a remarkable young man. And so, of course, as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to have him introduce himself at this time, and then we'll find out what's going on in his now. Tell us who you are.
My name's Terrence, but I go by TJ. I like to do basketball, football, and my main focus is karate. And yeah.
All right. Now, we are so glad that you are here. Okay. And he said it's okay for me to call him TJ. So that's what we're going to call him. Okay. And of course, because he is a preteen here on our show, he has a lovely young lady who's sitting next to him, and she's going to tell us who she is. Okay. All right, Mom, hit it.
Hi, my name is Antoinette. I am TJ's mom, and not just mom, I'm more like a sports coordinator, equipment manager, coach, all the above. So just more like support for him, besides being a pharmacist on my day job.
Okay, awesome. We are glad that you are here to support him. And that's going to be a part of what we'll be talking about this evening too, because it's all about having a wonderful support system. So first and foremost, TJ, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
You're in seventh grade. So school has started back for you in the area where you are?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of kids are going back to school. You know, I never know. I'm here in the Atlanta area, and so sometimes you don't know where the school started. I know school just started. I'm originally from New York, so they just started back a couple of days ago too. So y'all have been in for a couple of days. You're in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Happy to have you both here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, what it is that you're here for. We're talking, the premise of tonight's show is going for the goal. And that's because you are recently a recipient of something very special. So tell us what you just received a few short weeks ago.
So in July, I went to Dundee, Scotland, and I won 2 golds and 1 bronze. And it was a world competition.
For what sport?
Karate.
For karate. So, all right, look, hands up for him for that. 2 gold medals and a bronze medal, you said?
Yes.
And a bronze medal. Okay, but what kind of karate? What kind of karate do you do? Is there a certain level? Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm a black belt, but like the type of karate you do is Shotokan.
Shotokan.
Japanese Shotokan.
Japanese Shotokan. Okay. And so do they do it based on your age, or do they do it, you know, who do you compete against? Do you compete against other children that are your age?
Yes, I go, so my division, well, I was 11 at the time, so I was in the, was it 10-11?
That was strictly 11.
I was in strictly 11.
Uh-huh.
But in, like, other tournaments, I'm in, like, 11 and 12, but for Worlds, I was in 11 and 12.
Okay, wow. And he didn't say just local. He said world, people. He said world. Okay. So he was in Dundee, where was it? Dundee, Scotland. Okay. And how long were you there?
I was there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh my goodness. Mom, did you go with him?
I did.
Oh my.
Actually, it was he had a national tournament in Fort Lauderdale that he had to, he was required to compete in. And then we had to go to Scotland because he was picked for the Scotland team. He was actually the youngest on the team, and technically he wasn't even supposed to be on the team because it was supposed to be 12 and up. So he
Right.
was picked before the age limit
Wow.
and brought over to the team. So it was a
Oh my
2 week
goodness.
set of tournaments that he was chosen to compete in and then
Yeah.
brought over to the Scotland team.
Awesome. Well, like you said, the youngest, and then I know for those of you who are listening, TJ just celebrated a birthday last week, so he just turned 12. So yeah, he was in there. He was in the he was in his 12th year of life, so it was okay for him to be able to compete. So that's cool. That's cool. So you were hand selected to go in and do that. Now, when you compete, is there any specialty or any special things that you can do while you're competing in that type of karate? What does it entail? Like, do you use, nunchucks, or do you just, do moves? How does that work?
We do like a bow. It's like kind of like a long staff. We do bow. We do nunchucks. We do, do you know what sai is? Like,
I don't.
it's
Tell me
like
what size.
from like it's a long stick, and then the there's two on the side.
Two prongs.
Okay. Yeah, we do those also, and tonfa.
So a tonfa
Okay.
is
The
almost
baton.
like a
Like a
baton.
baton.
So they have weapons that they compete in, and then they have where they do what they call kata. It's almost like a performance of what the defense would look like, and then they
Okay.
actually fight against each other. So it's up to long and short weapons. So that's their own event within themselves. And then there's the kata, and then there's kumite, the fighting that they fight in. So each there he competed in four events, and then as you get older, there are more events that you can compete in.
Gotcha.
So once he gets to be 16, there's up to about six events he can
Oh.
compete in at
Okay.
the world events. He was even at a point where he could have, if he was 1 year older, they wanted him to go to Buenos Aires.
Wow.
But Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
They
Okay.
wanted him on
Okay.
the Brazil team, but
Wow.
they called us and it's like, unfortunately, he was too young. But they even looked at
Yeah.
him to go to the Brazil team to compete in the International Sports Federation.
That is crazy. Wow. Wow. TJ. Dude, that's a lot. That's a
Yeah,
lot.
that
So,
was a lot, and that was supposed to happen this past week. So
okay.
that would have happened last week if he would have made that team. So
Right,
I'm
right.
almost
Oh my
kind of glad he didn't make that team because we were
That's a
already,
whole lot of time.
yeah.
Now he and he would have missed school. Would he have
He
missed
would
some
have been
school for
school
that?
for that one.
Wow. Wow. Now, do they make allowances for things like that when he has to be in school? Like, would they make packets for him where he can do some work so he doesn't miss out
Yeah, we would
on
have to partner with the principal and then teachers for that. But
Okay,
there,
because he's not homeschooled. He goes to public
he
school.
actually go, he's in a charter school, but he actually goes to school because he actually likes the socialization. But it
Yeah.
gets to a point that some of these kids, they compete so much that you actually have to pull them out to homeschool them because of
Right.
the level of training and the level of competition that they have to do. Because there's actually, this is just one league of it. There's another league that he works with another guy that he's actually in Chile competing in, that
Wow.
TJ could have probably like he worked under him, and that guy has given TJ the commendation of saying that TJ is as good as he was at this age.
Wow. So you see, that's a lot. That is a lot of training, I'm sure. Now the medals that you got, were they a combination of all four of those events together that you got the gold in, or was like the gold for using one particular weapon, or was it for the combat? You know, how does that work with the gold medals?
So I got one gold in like bow, and then I got one in nunchucks, and then I got one in sparring, fighting.
Wow. Okay. That is awesome. And then, like I said, all these opportunities to be able to go to different countries, I'm impressed, even in the fact that not only are you getting these gold medals, you're going and having opportunities to travel, internationally. What's it like going to Scotland? Getting able to be there for 2 weeks. Were you able to go outside and, outside of the training area and get to see the sights?
Yes. So I don't know specifically where we went, but we went out like to the city part. It wasn't it was in another part.
We were in
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews, oldest university that was built and where they invented golf.
Wow. And
so we got to walk around the town center, and what did you see?
We saw like, what is it? I don't think it was a beach. It was like
their castle.
Their castle, and there was water. It wasn't a beach, was it?
It was the North Sea.
North Sea.
Wow. How many 12-year-olds, how many 11-year-olds, that have an opportunity to go international and see an actual castle at the North Sea? That is impressive. That is impressive that you have an opportunity to go places where people have, I've never been in Scotland. And here it is, I'm 53 years old. I'm old. Been around for a while, and I have never been to Scotland, and it's a wonderful opportunity. Have you been to any other international country? Was this the first time you were in an international country?
Yes.
Awesome. So you had to get a passport and all of that, huh?
Yes.
That is so cool. So you got a stamp in there already, so the rest of it is going to be gravy. You'll be able to go, and you got your book started already. I've been a couple of places, but that is impressive to be able to do that. And did you get to meet any of the children there? Were there some children who lived in Scotland that competed?
Yes.
Okay. So did you get to talk to them and talk to them about how, life is, or how school is for them, how things are different?
Yeah, I talked to them, but I didn't get to like see how their schools was.
Right. You just got to hang out with them. Were they different? Was it anything that stood out that was different? Like, do they play video games and do things like you do here in the U.S.?
They do video games and stuff, but the only thing I really saw that was different was like the drinks and the food.
Oh, okay. So tell me about that. What was that like? Do they have like soft drinks, or is there something? What did you have that was different?
They have soft drinks, but it tastes completely different. It didn't taste
like what drink did you have? What was something like? Did you have like Coca-Cola or any Sprite? What was the drink that you had that was different?
So I had tried Dr. Pepper, and it tasted like diet Dr. Pepper, because they said that the reason why it tastes different is because like in the US they put like stuff in there to make it taste better. And stuff. And over in the UK, they try to do a little bit healthier.
Yes. As a holistic nutritionist, I noticed that they do that in different countries. They have certain things they're not allowed to have in different countries, like certain foods or certain cereals and things that they are banned. And, we have them here in the U.S., but they're banned in other parts of the country. So, it's interesting that you got to taste things that were different. But these are wonderful experiences to have, Mom. I mean, it must have been incredible even for you to be there also and to be a part of that, what did you call yourself? I want to make sure I got the terminology right.
You said you manager, sports equipment manager, tour guide.
But seriously, there are some benefits, yeah.
He for him, he got to see it, but he appreciated the architecture. He's like, you know, I don't like the food, because he really is into the sodas, but he right. was, it's so beautiful here. So he appreciated the things that he saw. He liked the flowers. He liked the architecture. He enjoyed the scenery. So I like the fact that he could, you know, take it in and really appreciate what he was experiencing.
And you're seeing it beyond just looking at the pictures in a book or looking at pictures online. You actually got to be there in real life, in real time, getting to see, you know, portions of history, a castle. Did you get a chance to go in the castle, or did you get, or did they do any type of tours or anything like that? You just saw it from the outside.
I just saw it from the outside. I don't think they were letting anybody in right now, because
you did the, when the guy gave us the history on the weapons, remember?
Oh, we did go in the castle. That was it was so scary, because the guy, there was like fake people, and then there was an actual guy, and he's just hi.
So they were like standing still like statues, and all of a sudden he started moving.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'd have freaked out.
But he gave a little history on the weapons that they used through war and farming and, you know, everything of that. So that was a really interesting little tidbit.
And up close and personal history lesson live. How amazing is that? Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed. That's so exciting, you know, to be able to say that you went to Scotland, be able to say that you went into a castle, and be able to say that you competed and actually won gold. Okay, so let's scale back a little bit and talk about, you know, when you started training. When did you start doing karate?
I started at like, I think it was 4. I had just turned 4, and I went to this new school, and they had karate, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do it. And then I started doing it, and at first I started doing it as a joke, and then when I got higher, and then they had some medals, and they said the only reason that you can get medals is you go to the dojo when you get older. And I got to the age of 7. I think it was seven.
Yeah.
And they let me compete my first year. What did I get? I did good. Yeah. I don't remember.
His first year of being on the team, he got state champion. He did. I just thought, okay, we're going to do this after school program.
Right.
School. It's going to be one day a week type thing. Right. And then he went to the summer camp at the dojo and saw the medals. He's like, I want those.
Right. So you see, all of a sudden, it was just an interest. It was like, I see that little shiny thing up there. I see that goal. I see that medal. I see that trophy. I want one of those. Yeah. And so it just started with, hey, you know, like you said, it was just something, oh, I'm just doing this for fun. And now all of a sudden,
they said the only way you can get those is you have to go through this program and work through it. And you have to go through these. He said, sign me up. I want to do it. And we signed him up for the program. They had to go through Little Tigers. He had to go through the beginning.
He had to restart.
He was willing to restart from the program that he was already in to work his way to get on the team.
Yeah.
To get to those medals. And so he restarted and he went through the two programs that he had to go to be able to get on the team. And I was just thinking, what is this though?
Right.
And his first competition, I'm like, I don't know what to expect. I had no expectations.
Right.
He went away with medals and then gold.
Just kept going and going.
And he just kept going. And then he didn't like the fighting part. He was like, we had to give him, hey, you have permission. This is the only time you have the ability to
hit karate chop somebody.
And he was like, you sure it's okay? He didn't want to hit.
I mean, we're taught, you know, don't do that. You get suspended. You know, don't put hands on people, even though you know.
He hates getting in trouble. So he didn't want to fight. He just wanted to do the katas. But he came out that first year, what, in 2019?
Yeah, it was 2019.
And he came out state champion in katas.
Wow. And here it was, something that you didn't want to do. And now all of a sudden it was like, it's okay. Like I said, you asked for permission and then you went for it. And look at what happened. And so now I can only imagine that you said 2019. So here it is, you're a state champion. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hits.
Yep.
Uh-oh. So what happened there? Were you, because how many days a week were you going and doing karate? Was it something you did every day, once a week? How, when you really started competing and started, you know, doing those things, how often did you have to do that?
Well, like when, like in 2019, when I started competing, I think I went, because I was a lower rank, so I went to like, I think it was only like Monday, Wednesday. I was
6 days a week, dude. Six days a week.
I don't know. I went 6 days a week.
We were at the dojo 6 days a week.
In 2019?
Wow.
I thought it was 20.
No.
Or like even before
six
then?
6 days a week. Because he was a lower rank.
Yeah.
And they had classes all the time. And then they had team training, which was a 3-hour team training on Fridays. And then we had a bigger community in the karate, and they told us about private lessons. And so when he began private lessons, so he would do it on Saturday. So Monday through Saturday, we were at the dojo.
Oh my goodness. And so, and in addition to your studies.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go. So you were in school, and so after school you were doing this, and you had to do homework and all that other stuff like that. Mom, mm-hmm. How were his grades?
Oh, that one, I had straight A's.
Yeah. Hey, all right, y'all. He said straight A's. Okay, yeah. That requires discipline. So not only did you have to be dedicated to your studies, in addition to the karate, you know. You had to be all around. And I'm sure that had to be hard, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to ask, you know, how did it feel to be able to, did you ever feel like, oh my goodness, this is just so much. I don't feel like doing all this.
No. My sister used to do karate. She quit. And then I think grandma, you asked me, oh, do you want to quit? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I just asked him if he still wanted to do it. He said, yeah. And I knew he loved it. Is when I knew he loved it was when he was walking around. We would be at a restaurant and he'll just stand up and start doing karate.
Wow.
He would do karate. He would just out of nowhere, he would do karate.
Wow. So when you were doing your studies, or if you ever got bored, did you ever use any of the things that you learned in karate to help you with your schoolwork?
In my schoolwork, I mean,
it's okay to not, but you know, sometimes when you learn, or you know, sometimes it's, you know, you have to be disciplined, you have to practice, you know, your moves in order to do well. Did you feel the same way about your studies? Like, I have to study just as hard, or I have to, you know, I have to want to get that A, you know, because it's not that everybody doesn't just wake up and say, hey, you know, I want to get all straight A's. But something in you said, yeah, I want to get all straight A's. That was something that you worked towards, right? Or did you just say, I'll be okay with a B?
No, I worked towards the A.
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? Apparently, you just had a drive. There was something in you that just said, I want to excel in not just in karate, but in all the things that I do. It takes a special person, TJ. Not everybody thinks that. Some people go, okay, yeah, I'm all about this karate and my grades are just going to have to wait because everything I'm doing is about karate. And you said, no, I want to excel in school too. That says a lot about who you are as a person. You know? It's a lie. That's a lot. You keep saying, no, I want to be that straight A person. So you want to be that all-star. Okay. So that's good. Now, dare I ask, not only that, so he does, you know, getting straight A's, he does karate. You weren't involved in anything else in school, were you?
Not at that time.
Not at school. Wait, no. Well, in 2019, I was doing basketball. I was doing, I did do basketball.
Because, like, we ended up changing schools recently.
Yeah, because the gas after, because COVID were.
Because, yeah, COVID happened and everything. Yeah. We got closer to home for school.
And because my karate is also like 30, 40 minutes away.
But oh, wow. Yeah. He's now wanted to do flag football, basketball. And then one day he's like, I want to do tennis.
No, wait, I don't want to do tennis. No.
And just, well, okay. He took that off. But he had put that on the table.
TJ.
And then, like, but he's the kid that. He loves physical fitness and he loves, like, we want to be healthy and he wants to, if when one kid's like, they're at training and they're getting ready to do more conditioning, he's like, oh yes, this is awesome. Let's do more.
Wow. That's a lot. And you want to do flat foot and you'll still be able to do that and your karate at the same time too. Man, how many hours in the day? Right. How do you schedule all of that?
He will come home from school. He'll play basketball and then go to class for karate class. I'm like, okay, I'm still good. Let's go do some more.
I don't think that, like, after, you know, like, the, what's it called? For team training, I don't think the
conditioning
is that hard. It's just, like, don't have to think about it that much.
Okay, and so when you're doing all this, and then, so when do you do your homework? Like, after all those, after all that's over, do you come home and do your homework then?
When I moved to my new school, it's like a A and B day. So you have four classes a day, and they're an hour and 20 minutes. So I, most of the time, don't have homework, but sometimes I do, because, like, it's kind of 20 minutes. Whatever you don't finish, you just do for homework.
Gotcha. So that's good. So that's helpful, because I see some children with their knapsacks and it's like, you know, it's like I have bowling bags because there's so many books and things. But, you know, the program that you're in is a little bit more of a flex program. So you're able to do your studies and do things. So you have exams and things that you have to take to show your proficiency when you don't have homework.
Yeah, but when I was at my old school, coming back from karate and going straight, and I had to do my homework, that it was so stressful. And I was so tired. And I was like, I had to do it in the morning sometimes.
Yeah. But at least you were smart enough, like you said, to be able to get through it. So that's a lot. You know, it's a lot. I think about, you know, young people and mom, I'm sure you can attest to this, because like you said, you have to get him to all of these different appointments in addition to having your own career and things going on for yourself as well. You know, to be able to, you know, have children have schedules like this. I'm sure you have like a little planner, a calendar or something that helps you keep track of all the things that you have to do. I mean, even for you, TJ, is that, do you write things down or do you just remember all those things that you have to do?
Nothing gets remembered.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of devices. I have my phone. So I created a planner, a calendar for him that we that's shared between him and my mom.
Okay.
So we can stay on the same page for him, for us,
right.
For his schedule. Then I have one for work for myself. And then I have an appointment schedule because I tend to go to the doctor myself. And then, that stays, that's in the phone. So I can actually have it ding to me. But then I have a things to do that I have to write down, because if I don't have it in front of me, I'm not going to remember.
Right.
So I have to have a task list that I need to have written down for the day, or it's not going to be done for the day. So I have to have it at multiple places because it's so much going on.
Absolutely. And so like you said, there's so many things that you have to be scheduled, and this is going to help him even as he gets older, because as you get older and compete more and have other things that are going on in your life, you're going to need to be able to keep track of them, you know, because then when you get old like me and can't remember anything, I tell people I'm memory resistant, but I call myself because I can't remember anything. If I don't write it down, it's gone. So yeah, I mean, you're starting young and being able to plan and schedule and have so many things. And just like you said that sometimes things can get stressful. So of course I need to ask, what do you do to relax? You know, sometimes I'm sure that your sporting events and things are fun, but are there other things that you do just so you can be a regular kid?
Yeah, when after school and after, well, before karate, normally, I just play basketball, play football, hang out with my friends, sometimes stay inside, watch YouTube. But I, yeah, because basketball season hasn't started yet, so, yeah.
Do you play video games inside too? I know you say you hang out with your friends. That's cool.
I don't play video games that much anymore. I've been, like, mostly focusing on sports, but when, in, like, 2020 and 2021,
What did you do? I mean, because you weren't able, were y'all able to meet, or how did you train during that time?
So I have a big backyard, and me and my mom just used to go train outside, and I had to, it was so hard when I had to learn new katas for testing, I had to learn it online, and it was so confusing and hard.
Oh my goodness. So did you meet, did they do like Zooms with your dojos or any, so you had to do them, but because you weren't physically there, it was hard, huh?
Yes. So he learned, we never stopped our personal trainer, or he has private lessons. So we never stopped our private lessons.
Okay.
And we always able to go in on 101. So that was able to still be able to talk 101. But the classes were stopped because of the gym capacity that it was held. But TJ is the type that if he learns something, I have to learn it with him.
Right. It should have been like a little mini gold medal that you won when he won this.
So like when he learned how, he taught himself how to fish at like the age of 4 or 5. And so when he learned how to fish, he made me learn how to fish. So when he learns his katas, I have to learn the katas for karate.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So it's physical fitness for you too. So I can imagine, yeah, there's some benefits there. You know, the techniques too. And you could be like, okay, he needs to do this, turn here, do that. I'm sure.
So right. So when he does his katas, like I know when they're wrong. So when he has to go and practice, I'm like, no, you didn't do that right. So I have to study them as he learns them so I can tell him whether they're wrong or right, or if he's doing something wrong or right. So
that's where a huge support system comes in.
As I'm just thinking, coach.
Yeah. But just like you said, when everything shut down and you said he had his private lessons, you went in the backyard with him and you trained with him.
Yeah.
And that's huge. And that says a lot about the importance of having a support system, you know? And then you said your mom. So you have other people who are also there when you can't be, because even as a mom, okay, we run out of gas sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we get sick. Things happen. So I'm sure when you're not well, I'm sure that you've got people in place to kind of help him, you know, along when you can't be there, because like you said, you can't be there all the time. So you said you have your mom who's there to help. Is there anyone else who helps you out when, you know?
We have a huge village that come in and support. My mom is probably the biggest supporter that comes in, but then our church comes in. And I mean, there's just a lot of people that really support him. They love to see him doing what he's doing because he's a young Black man or Black kid that's staying positive, that has a good positive outlook on things, that he really doesn't cause any trouble, but he's, you know, he's still a kid, and I try to make sure he balances that as much as possible.
That's right.
But he still has a talent and a gift that has to be supported and everything.
Yes. And you could have easily said, hey, you know what? I don't have time to be driving you back and forth, so you're not going to be able to do this. But you didn't squelch his dreams. You allow him to do those things. And like you said, he's talking about flag football and talking about basketball, all these other things. And I'm sure you're like, okay, car only got four wheels on it. We're gonna be all over the place. But I love that you support him and you encourage him in what it is that he does. And I like TJ that you do have a balance, because that is important. Yes, it's good to be able to compete and go to school, but yeah, at the same time, you're 12. You're a kid and you want to be a kid and enjoy your childhood as well. So I like that there's a balance, that you're taking care of yourself and having fun too, because I think that's an important part. As long as you're having fun doing it, you know what I'm saying? Then it's a good thing. I think when it becomes stressful, then it would change. If it was just that you were under stress all the time, would you enjoy it as much as you do?
No.
No. And so, like I said, I think it's important that you, like you said, that you have that downtime. Now, you said on top of that, am I correct in that you teach a class too?
Yes.
Tell me about that. My goodness.
Okay. So I teach so there's brown belts, there's blue belts, there's green belts, and there's purple belts. I teach the blue belts mostly, and it is sometimes stressful because, like, there's also little kids, and, like, yeah, they're always messing around. But, like, I still like to teach. It's
what fun. Age group are they?
They're, like, so it's, like, different. So there's different ages. There's some kids that are, like, 9. Some kids are 10. Some kids are 13.
They could be older than him. They could be younger. Yeah.
And he says it can be stressful working with these kids.
It can be stressful working with the little kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I used to be a teacher. So, yeah, welcome to our world. Okay.
I tell them all the time. I remember you was that kid. Yeah.
Okay, you were kidding. And so, yeah, I can imagine. And so you just teach them different techniques as well. Now, do you have an adult that's in the room with you helping you? So are you co-teaching, or you just teach the class by yourself?
I co-teach.
Okay, that is awesome. I know you must be extremely proud of all that he does. And the drive that he has, that's huge. And you said you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay. And so the encouragement, the role model that you are, not only for your sister, but for your friends and for those around you, that's a big responsibility. And just like you said, Mom, as a Black male, you know, we have to make sure that we're there and that we're supporting our young Black men. And so I am just so impressed by all that you are doing, TJ, all that perseverance that you have, that drive that you have, that you just said, this is what I want to do. And you're taking a positive role in doing that. So I applaud you, first of all, for all the great things that you're doing and for all that you will continue to do as you go on. You're 12 years old. I can't imagine. You know, I'm going to have him come back, Mom, you know, as the years go by. You're going to have to definitely come back and tell us all the wonderful things that you're doing. And he's going to have to come and have all the gold medals around his neck. And, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to hold your neck up, but you want to see those gold medals and be able
he
to see
he can all grab a few of them because...
You let's do it. Why not? We want to see what all he's doing. Mom, what an awesome kid.
Thank you. I don't doubt when he says he's gonna do something, he sets his mind to it. So
and you support him, and that's something that is so admirable, because there are some parents who are working 12, 16 hours and they have children who desire to do things like this and can't. And so it's wonderful that you know, he has an opportunity to be able to do what he loves, and that provisions are being made for him to do that. And that's where we applaud you as a mom, because you're supporting his dreams. You're not telling him, well, look, I'm too busy. I don't have time for this. We know we can't do that. You know, you're making, you know, the necessary pivots even in your own life to make sure that he's able to do the things that he loves. So I hope even in doing that, you know, while he's grabbing those medals, how are you taking care of you? What are some self-care things that you're doing for you, or some things that you can do to encourage other moms who are supporting their young Black men?
Sometimes I do journal. I do, believe not, Epsom salt baths. But I watch K dramas. That's my thing. I watch K dramas.
Whoa! You already got a neck pull. You got a neck pull. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let me see.
So which are the
ones that you just got? Or tell me about all of them. Go ahead. Tell me about all of them.
Hold on.
That's from Illinois.
For like what year?
This one's this year from.
This year from
Chicago.
From Chicago.
Okay, and how did you compete in that one? What was that one for?
We went up to have him just learn how the trials would be, not thinking he would make trials and be chosen.
Oh my goodness. And y'all, he just started, like, you know, seriously competing, like you said, 4 years ago?
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go grab
it. And he's trying to grab some more.
Oh my goodness, he has more.
My
goodness. So, Mom, tell me a little bit about them too. I know he wants to tell me too, but I mean, how many does he have there?
These are just the gold medals for the less. Junior Olympics was, I think this is Junior Olympics last year.
Okay.
Four goals at Junior Olympics.
Wow.
Weapons for everything he did.
Wow.
And because as a black belt, he won four goals, he won this prestigious award called the, Farrell, the Joel Farrell Award.
For 20, in 2022, for last year.
For last Summer. Year. He won it as the youngest athlete in karate to ever win it. And those that win it get their name put on a plaque in the AAU headquarters.
Yeah. Did we ever get to see it?
We no haven't gone seeing it.
But you've been to Scotland. You've been busy.
The way, when they win it, they give it to one male, one female, and it goes to the most athletic, most sportsmanship kid.
And you got that back when you were 10?
You got it at 10. And it's the most prestigious one that anyone could get in AAU.
Unbelievable. And you got a handful of gold medals there. And you've done all of this in 4 years?
Yes.
In 4 years when you were able to formally, and you said you started all the way from the beginning. You had to start all the way from the beginning again and go through all of those steps again. And these are all of the accolades that you've gotten since then. If that doesn't tell y'all something about perseverance, if that doesn't tell you something about drive, getting all those gold medals, I mean, he got a handful. So he's going to go and grab a few.
Much is it, 17?
And that's only the gold. And that's not, that doesn't have the Scotland golds in it because they hang them up in the dojo to show the kids.
I got 17 golds. So this is only like 12. This season,
oh my
I got
goodness,
17.
Yeah.
Just the season, you got 17?
Just the season.
So you have gold medals, and then you have, then you won silver and bronze medals for other things.
And then they have the
I need a wheelbarrow.
they did a picture of him last year, and he had the most medals on the team. And they did a picture this year, he had the most medals on the team.
Oh my goodness. TJ, you're killing them. You're killing them.
But
you
they,
are doing your thing. I am so extremely proud of all that you are doing, and you're still keeping your grades up. And you said, what grade are you in now? You're in seventh, did you say?
Yes.
Seventh grade. Oh my goodness. And then Mom, before you blink, he's gonna be in high school. Are you ready?
I'm
not ready. But I'm not ready for you.
Why'd you turn the light off? It's getting dark.
Well,
it's okay. We We can still see you now. We lost a little bit. There you go. He's back. Well, all I want to say is we are so extremely proud of all that you are doing. You are an accomplished young man who is out there. You know, you're setting the example. Other little young Black boys, everybody, you know, I'm saying that is so exciting. That is so admirable because there aren't many people who can do that. And I'm sure that you are appreciative of all that your mom does to support you. You know, is there something that you can say about your mom and all that she does to help you?
She works hard and it's a lot of money. I'm thankful that she pays for it because the price for it is a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure all the equipment, all of the uniforms, and I'm sure you're not shrinking in size. I'm sure he's getting taller every minute, Mom. So you've got to be able to look. Hot waters are not working. I'm sure you can get away with some things, but I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, like you said, expenses, you know, but. You know, just the fact that you appreciate all that your mom does is huge because some people just say, oh, no, they expect that that's what you're supposed to do. No, it's a lot. It's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of hard work on her behalf, too. So I know you're thankful for her. And I'm sure you're glad to hear that, Mom, that he appreciates all that you do and the sacrifices that you make. You know, so what I'm going
to
do.
Conscientious too. So he'll try to say, let's not do this. It may cost too much. So. He's even conscientious of it.
Wow. See, and you're doing things that most adults trouble doing. Okay. I mean, and like I said, you're doing all these things in your young life. So, you know, as we start wrapping things up, I want you to tell me, TJ, or you know, for those who are listening, for those kids who may be listening to the show and having a chance to see it, what is something that you want to say to them? What are some words of encouragement that you can give to them?
Just keep striving. Just, yeah. Don't give up when people try to take you down.
Yeah. Honey, it doesn't get any simpler than that. You know, one thing that my grandma told me when I was little, she always just said, it's nice to be nice. And I was thinking, okay, yeah, well, it's a big deal with that. So it's nice to be nice. All right. I never thought it was something so powerful. But it is so powerful when I think about when you're nice to people and you establish relationships, how much that means. So just for you to even say, you know, just don't give up. You know, doesn't matter what anybody says, don't give up. You said keep striving. Doesn't have to be any more than that. You know, that's when people think they have to give a whole speech. No, just keep striving. You know, if it's something that you want to do, just keep going at it. You know, and then eventually you'll be able to go for the goal and you'll get it over and over and over again, just like you did with all those gold medals that you brought out here and talking about you still had more. I was like, is she gonna go back to get real big? Bring all that stuff out. It's like, wow, we are impressed. I'm impressed by all that you're doing and the fact that you know, are appreciative of those around you who have helped you and have supported you. And that you keep saying, I'm going to keep on striving. I'm going to keep on doing. I'm going to keep on growing. And you're not just staying where you are and saying, I'm going to stop it. That's enough. You love it. And you're going to keep going. So I'm going to say, keep on going. Because just like your mom said, you have a village behind you. And that's a blessing to be able to have people who are there but behind you, supporting you. And just the fact that you say, yeah, I know it's a lot. And I appreciate that. That's going to take you far, young man. It's going to take you far. Okay. So one thing that I want to do before we wrap things up is, Mom, if you can tell us, you know, I know you said that he has some competitions that are coming up. Talk about what he has coming up and about a way that we can help to support him, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through financial prayer. What are some things that we can do to help, you know, in supporting him, you know, as he moves forward?
Yes, he has a tournament coming up in October, October 28th in Virginia, that we're going to be attending. You can send a Cash App to, what's your Cash App?
Okay, let me check.
In the meantime.
Come on, technology, that's all right, we'll do it. All right. So you said that he has a tournament that's coming up. That's going to be in Virginia, and that's October 28th.
Yes, October 28th.
So it's Root Beer 172.
Okay, so it's $ Root Beer
172.
I love it. 172. Okay, so $ Root Beer 172. If you want to support him as he prepares to go to Virginia for his tournament October 28th. And does he have any other ones that are coming up soon?
Just not in tournament. We're just getting ready to prepare for black belt. He's going for his first degree black belt. He's a junior black belt right now. You can also Zell at Aunt Philly for his tournament as well. And then
all right, spell it out for me real quick.
Aunt Philly. Yes. A as in apple, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, I-L-E-E. That's Zell. And those are the two funds that we have right now.
Awesome.
And then the mother will have some fundraisers that we'll share in the near future.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so like I said, we got you down. We got a $ Root Beer 172, and then your Zelle is Ann Philly, A-N-F-I-L-E-E. And like I said, that will be in the description when your show airs. And so people will be able to support you, and, you know, I'll be supporting you as well. And definitely, once you do your tournament, and if you win gold again, and even if you don't, come on back on the show and tell us how you did, and tell us, you know, how things are going with your training for your first degree black belt. Or what we'll do is we'll wait till when you get your first degree black belt, because we know you are going to get it. Because that's what you do. Okay. We're going to have you come back and you can show us your belt and tell us all about that too. So, you know, once people come on my show, they're always welcome to come back. So now you are part of the Hound Now family, and we'll always be here to support you. And you can always come back and tell us how you're going, how you're doing. And so, you know, one day I'll come back, and when you're in the Olympics and doing all of these wonderful, I want you to come back, and I'll be like, I remember he was on my show. He came on my show and hung out when, you know, when he was doing, you know, he was doing big things back then. So I already knew. So we'll have you come back and share all of that good news with us. Okay. So again, thank you so much for being on the show, for coming and hanging out and spending a little bit of time with us. We hope that things are doing well with the weather there. We know there's been some things going on there in Florida. So we're glad that you took time to come and be with us and to tell us about what it takes to go for the goal. Okay, so before we leave, I always ask my guests, what do you do? How are you living in this now? What do you do to create your peaceful existence? And that's my acronym for COPE. That means what are some things that you just do to keep from being stressed, put it that way, outside of your sports?
I want to say sleep, but
that's nothing wrong with that. Sleep is good because you need sleep, because with all the physical activity that you have as a holistic nutritionist and as a health and wellness coach, yes, sleep is important because that's how it gives your body and your muscles time to repair, you know? So yeah, say sleep. Sleep is good. You need that. Because there's only 24 hours in the day, and it seems like you work in 26 hours out of the day. So
he's trying. He's trying.
That's right. So sleep is good. Like you said, Mom, what do you do? How are you living in this now?
Living in this now is he picks at me, but I, as I said before, is I watch K-dramas. I sit in, even though I don't really understand a lot of it now. I'm learning, though.
You have to be immersed.
I know more. Well, I'll say Japanese. I know
but
Japanese.
But you watch Japanese because you watch anime as well.
I don't watch anime anymore, but I used to.
He used to watch anime, and he's forced to learn Japanese terms for karate.
And that's awesome. So look at that. All right, Mom, you're gonna learn Korean and Japanese.
I'm learning Japanese terms because of him as well.
Wait, let me test you. What's 10 in Japanese?
Ju.
What's 8 in Japanese?
Is it Hachi?
No,
see, you don't even know.
All right, the pop quiz. She's right. Okay. All right, look. See, the tester being tested. Okay. Wow. All right, that's awesome. But look, keep each other on your toes. Keep each other on your toes.
And I learned Korean. I talked to my Korean patients in Korean because I'm watching Korean shows.
That's awesome.
But I'm watching Korean shows to relax. And they're calming. They're calming me down.
It calms you down and you're learning at the same time. Okay, so I'm thinking he gets it from his mama. Some of that perseverance, some of that drive. That is awesome.
See?
The little accent. I like the accent.
Do you know how to say, how do you say goodbye? You know how to say goodbye?
In Japanese?
Yeah.
In Japanese.
See that?
Yeah, okay, look, I was just saying because I was going to say it. That's how we get in the show. You can say goodbye. Okay.
That's
I know.
So he says adios. Okay, look, in any language. That's okay. Look, you're bilingual. We'll take that. We'll take that. So like I said, thank you guys so much for being with me, for taking time to come and talk about going for the gold and about perseverance. And there's nothing but love. Nothing but love. You can see it. You know, all the support, all that you're doing in your community, all that you're doing to be a role model. Again, we applaud you for that, TJ. You know, you're an awesome kid. And all I can see is great things happening for you. Okay, so like I said, we're here to support you. We want you to come back and tell us all about it as you're growing, as you're learning, as you're training, because you are a superstar. You are a champion, at least in my book. Okay, and those who will get the chance to see the show and learn more about you are going to see that you're a champion as well. So thank you for being here, Mom. Thank you for being there, for supporting him, for joining us and being a part of the magic that is Mr. TJ, Mr. Terrence TJ Bright. All right, we know that your future is bright. It's in your name. Okay, so we got you covered. Okay, so again, thank you. And I know that you're always welcome back. All right. And so that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until I see you all the next time, I say peace.
Bye.